This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:20 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run on Wednesday. No, it's Friday, the 18th of February. Sorry, everyone. Don't be scared. We're entering the weekend. But in the meantime, how important is cybersecurity in this decade? From the increased frequency of online attacks to the plethora of scams, it has become a priority of governments and corporations, since the consequences of any cyber threat include operational disruptions, data breaches, fraud, and financial losses.
Even the recent phishing scam, where hundreds of OCBC Singapore customers lost millions of dollars, remind us that cybercriminals have managed to stay one step ahead. To counter that, there have been several initiatives carried out by governments around the world, including Malaysia with the launch of our National Cybersecurity Strategy 2020 to 2024.
A point also not missed by Bank Negara Malaysia, which focused on cybersecurity in the Financial Sector Blueprint 2022 to 2026 that was released last month. Now, as cybersecurity threats are borderless and increasingly more sophisticated, how much do we understand about these threats, and what can we do if we fall victim to cybersecurity attacks?
So for more on this, we have on the line with us Ho Siew Kay, Executive Director of Cyber Risk Advisory at Deloitte. Siew Kay, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us today. Can you give us the lowdown? What are the most common forms of cybersecurity threats, and how serious are they?
So when we talk about cyber threat, phishing emails, social media phishing, or impersonation, you know, these are methods for an attacker to reach the end goal. That end goal might actually be stealing data or monetizing through making ransom demands. And, you know, there are a lot of cyber attack methods because, you know, attackers will always try as many means as possible to achieve success. And of course, different methods may work on different people at different times. But having said all of that, the most common cyber attack is still the phishing email, right? So phishing emails which either try and get things like passwords, or phishing emails that are attached with malware or that lead you to download malware. And these phishing emails, you know, it's been a method used by attackers for a long time, but it's still the most common and still the most successful method because ultimately it taps on human weakness. So if we talk about how serious the threats are, then definitely we have to say it's serious. And, you know, we have to recognize that these phishing emails or whatever initial method of that is really just a starting point. The real issue is really the actual downstream impact, you know, the malware infections, stealing credentials, ransomware, data theft that actually comes out of those attacks in the first place.
Most individuals already have a basic defense system against cyber attacks, but attackers are becoming more and more innovative. How can we protect ourselves against them?
So attackers will always try to think of ways to get a better chance of success. So as I mentioned, you know, different methods may work on different people at different times. And this, the attack methods always evolve, right? So for example, if we talk about the pandemic, there were a lot of email phishing activities or SMS phishing, and they use COVID-19 and remedies and vaccinations as the theme or topic. And because of how interested we were in these methods and still are at the time, right? The likelihood is we will always fall for it. And so how I think we should protect ourselves is firstly to go back to basics. So in our industry, you know, we refer to this often as what we call cyber hygiene. And it's a concept that talks about, you know, not just doing these basic things, but also doing these basic things well and also consistently. The other thing I feel is important is to adopt, you know, an attitude of vigilance and skepticism. You know, treat everything as suspicious. You know, that email which comes from someone you don't know, you know, think twice before opening the link that you see on social media, think twice before clicking and going to whatever website behind that link. You know, you're downloading a file off the internet, you know, think twice before downloading. And also, nowadays also a lot of mobile apps are popping up, right? So if you're downloading a mobile app that, you know, looks interesting but no one's really used before, you know, think twice before using it. And I think ultimately we need to really keep ourselves updated on what are the latest schemes that attackers are carrying out. You know, and ultimately, I think these are the ways to protect ourselves.
What can we do if we have become a victim to cyber attacks? Have individuals been able to recover their losses?
I think if we become a victim to cyber attacks, I think the first thing to really do is to report, right? And firstly, you should report to an organization if one is involved. So for example, if it's your bank, then you inform them. At least, you know, if they're aware, maybe they can do something. So for example, if it's a fund transfer that you're duped into making, maybe they can still stop it. You can also report to agencies like Cybersecurity Malaysia. So they have a computer emergency response team. It's abbreviated MICERT. They have a service called Cyber 999. I also think of reporting to other agencies. So for example, PDRM, Bank Negara, if it's financial related, or the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, the MCMC. So if you report, then you know these authorities, they are made aware that you can do something about it. But they can also inform the general public so at least others don't suffer the same fate. Now, if you're talking about financial-related scams, can you actually recover your losses? I think the answer most of the time is no, you can't get your money back. You know, sometimes through some sort of compensation or goodwill scheme, maybe you can get some money back, but it's almost never the full amount. Having said that there are some very, very rare instances where, for example, the authorities are able to catch the perpetrators of cyber attacks or scams, then maybe you can get some part of your money back.
CUK, what are the roles of regulators and financial institutions in combating cybersecurity threats? And do you think they're doing enough to protect the general public from cyber attacks?
So for Malaysia, especially regulators and government agencies, I think they really do a lot to protect the general public. You know, so there's an index from the International Telecommunications Union, or ITU. On that index, Malaysia has always been ranked like very highly when it comes to commitment to cybersecurity. And we've also got the National Cybersecurity Agency. You know, they've recently launched a new cybersecurity plan nationwide. And you also have Cybersecurity Malaysia that I mentioned earlier that runs the MICERT and Cyber 999, among other things. So I think, you know, regulators, government agencies, they're really doing a lot, they're really playing a very active role. But we talk about financial institutions. Actually, a lot of our Malaysian financial institutions, they have a lot of campaigns to educate consumers. And you can see this from their emails, from the SMSs they send, on their social media, on websites, TV. And even you look on public transport, right? You see some financial institutions even put up tips on how to keep yourself safe online on public transport.
Do we have laws to deal with cybersecurity, and how well are the laws enforced?
So definitely, there isn't one single law in Malaysia that covers everything, but there are various acts that cover cybersecurity or are related to it. So for example, we have the Computer Crimes Act of 1997, we have the Communications and Multimedia Act of 1998, and also to deal with some very specific issues which are somewhat related, we have things like the Personal Data Protection Act, the Copyright Act, and also the Digital Signature Act. And in terms of enforcement, you know, that there have been people or organizations actually charged under some of these acts. I think where the challenge is not so much the laws, but more of, you know, especially if you're talking about cyber attacks or cybercrime, actually identifying the perpetrators of the crime and actually bringing them to justice. I think that's where the issue resides.
CUK, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Ho CUK, Executive Director for Cyber Risk Advisory at Deloitte, talking to us about the cybersecurity threats that we face today and what we can do about them, as well as giving a little bit of insight into the overall regulatory framework that exists. Again, a PSA for all of you out there. Don't click anything that doesn't look quite right. Always double check when you receive these kinds of emails. Don't answer those phones that call you saying that you owe charges to LHDN. That's probably not accurate.
Yeah, and companies big and small must start thinking and investing in cybersecurity. There's no debate about that.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.